The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hi, this is Bobby Hartman, founder of Mainstream House Recovery Homes. After years of battling my own struggles with addiction, I've made a decision to devote my life to helping all addicts on the road to recovery. I have created a safe environment for men and women where the focus is on healing, recovering, and relearning how to take care of oneself with one goal in mind, getting back to the mainstream of life. Visit MainstreamHouse.org. That's MainstreamHouse.org. Or call 631-384-9754. That's 631-384-9754. If you or someone you care about is suffering from the disease of addiction, please contact Mainstream House immediately. Located in Suffolk County, close to the bay and beautiful beaches, a serene and safe community is waiting for you to begin your journey to recovery. MainstreamHouse.org. That's MainstreamHouse.org. Or call 631-384-9754. That's 631-384-9754. Contact us today and take that next step towards the mainstream of life. Hello, world. Welcome to another installment of Roads to Recovery here on LINewsRadio.com, 103.9 FM in Suffolk County, New York. Season 1, and I believe this is show 14, sponsored in part by MainstreamHouse.org. Clean, safe, sober living, that's MainstreamHouse.org, 631-384-9754. And also sponsored in part by Diatina Home Remodeling, kitchens, baths, and most anything else in your home. Sober men doing quality, sober work that you can trust. Diatina Home Remodeling, 631-636-8830. Tell them Bobby sent you. I'm your host, Bobby Hartman, owner of Mainstream House Recovery Homes. You know, we do our part in the world of addiction and treatment and recovery. Good, safe, sober home living so you or your loved one can get a fresh start on a new life. This show is dedicated to bringing you, the listening audience. You're out there listening. If you're the afflicted, or if you're the family of the afflicted, you know the pain and suffering that's involved in active addiction. And so what we want to do here for you folks is, you know, bring stories to you, bring resources to you, let you know that there's hope, let you know that there's help out there. And we bring people in, they're professionals, or, you know, they may be professionals in the world of treatment, to family members, to actual people who are recovering, who are in recovery from drug addiction. So, and this is all to inform you, the listener, to let you know that, you know, there's a way out. If you're backed in a corner, you can ask for help. And there's many ways to do that. And if you have a pen and paper ready, please do, because I'll be shooting you some telephone numbers where you can, you know, ask some questions free of charge with no obligation other than finding out some good, useful information that may help save your life or that of a loved one. So this week's guest in studio, there he is next to me, a treatment professional, an author, and most importantly, recovering addict, and good afternoon, Merritt Hartley.
Good afternoon, Bobby Hartman.
And Merritt, we were talking before, the most important thing is, you know, it's great that you're, you know, you work in treatment and that you're off it, but you wouldn't have none of it if you weren't alive or if you were in the grips of addiction.
Correct. And it's been an amazing journey. You know, I, this past September, celebrated 12 years of sobriety.
Outstanding.
And, you know, it started where the pain became too much. But I want, you know, I always say that the most defining moment in my life was having that feeling you don't want to live and you don't want to die. I didn't want to leave my son without a father. So I dropped to my knees, you know, and I said, you know, God, what do I do? And somehow I found my way into the rooms of AA. I didn't go to outpatient, didn't go to inpatient, didn't go to outpatient. It went right into the rooms of AA. And I was out of work at the time, and that's what I did. You know, it became my life.
And so you also told me, excuse me, got a Tic Tac stuck in my throat. You told me True story. It's a tic tac. You told me that you in recovery that you got to go back to college and finish your getting your master's.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's funny. I got my KSAC in, I guess it was maybe 2013, and was working in an outpatient facility where I work now, Kent Peter Center for Recovery, amazing place. You know, mm-hmm. Claudia Ragney.
Oh, absolutely.
Claudia is probably, I couldn't imagine working for anybody else in this field. And so I've been working for Claudia. I got my KSAC at Outreach, and I got my KSAC T, and I was working there part-time, and then I started working at KPC part-time, and then Claudia hired me full-time, and I was there for about 2 years, loving what I was doing. But I said that someday I wanted to be able to increase my knowledge base. So crazy enough, Bobby, at 59 years old, went back to get my master's. So it was a 3.5-year program, moved to Binghamton, where I went undergrad, packed up, moved up there, got a job working at an outpatient facility, 40 hours a week, going to school 2 nights a week. And what was amazing was that I graduated there 3.5 years later. It was 40 years to the date that I got my bachelor's.
Wow. So you're old.
I am. I'm actually...
But you don't look as old.
Man, you know what? I'll tell you something. I'm actually, I think, in the best shape of my life. I've done 6 New York City marathons.
Wow.
I'm in the gym 3-4 days a week swimming. So I turned 66, but I feel like I'm just starting.
I walked in, and I'm a big old... I used to be a potato farmer, and I'm a big old dude. And I shook hands with Merritt when I came in here today, and he hurt my hand. He hurt my hand. I ran 2.5 miles today.
Great.
You know, I run 2.5 miles 2 to 3 times a week.
You know, I think self-care is so important. When I was, drinking and drugging, you kind of forget about everything else. And you lose track of taking care of yourself because you're really killing yourself slowly. So when I got sober, it was the beginning of a whole new life for me.
Well, you got sober and you work in a solution. You happen to work in a treatment field. People can work in a lot of different things. We become much better employees. Our production of what we can focus on, what we can accomplish is amazing for people in recovery. But you went out, not only do you work in treatment and that you're a viable member of a 12-step fellowship and you're always there to help out, you wrote a book called Lost Innocence, My Journey from Addiction to Recovery. And I want to read what it says in the back. This book describes in detail the dark places where my addiction took me and how, with the willingness and desire to change, I was able to rise from the ashes. You know, folks, you can rise from the ashes and find that somewhat and every elusive peace of mind. It tells the story of addiction and just how cunning and powerful the disease is and the path of destruction that follows. It tells the story of how addiction is a family disease. It's important. And how so many lives are affected, not just the life of the addict. And it is my hope that people reading this book will come to see that anything is possible in life. Once you stop living your life based on others' expectations of you, nothing good ever comes from this.
Wow.
So this is it's very telling, and it's part of the reason why we do this radio show. It says here, it tells the story of how addiction is a family disease and how so many lives were affected,
yes,
not just the life of the addict. So the impetus of the book, and tell us a little bit about what you're trying to convey here.
So the impetus for the book, started about 5 years ago. I started scribbling down some thoughts, and I said, you know, I have to do something more. I have to get this message out about addiction and how deadly it is and how all the families become addicted to the addict. And I started writing it, and it took about 5 years to finish the book. And I finished the book, and I said, I got to get it out there, you know. And so I started sending the manuscript out to a bunch of publishing houses, but, you know, they wanted to charge a lot of money to publish it. So I started a GoFundMe account, and I started raising money on the GoFundMe account. And then a cousin of mine down in Lancaster, Pennsylvania goes, you know, we have an old family friend you grew up with. She's a 2-time best-selling author, has been doing podcasting for about 7 years. Give her a call. And I called her up and I sent her the manuscript, and she says, we'll do it. We'll self-publish it through Amazon. And
wow.
It came out. We had it released this past August 14th on my birthday. And the next day, it became a bestseller.
Get out of town.
Yeah, crazy. We've sold so far, I don't know, several thousand copies between here and in Europe. It's doing really well.
I've been thinking about writing a book myself. I just don't have time. My life is so full. So full. But you're selling it in Europe?
It's on Amazon.com, so it's doing well here as well as in Europe.
And the name of the book is Lost Innocence. okay, on Amazon.
Right. Lawrence of Innocence, My Journey from Addiction to Recovery on Amazon.com, Merritt Hartblay. And I think it's a great book. You know, it talks about families. You know, Bobby, at the end of the day, the work that I do, and I get a chance to sometimes run the family group at KPC.
And we're going to get to that, but you've found, because you have family and you see that dynamic, not just as, you know, a therapist, but as a recovering addict.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, at the end of the day, when I was going to social work school to get my master's, I really wanted to go back to learn the skills. Now, you can become a really good counselor and not be in recovery, but I believe, just for me, that somebody who's been in recovery and has walked the walk can be more empowering and more empathetic to understanding the family dynamic.
Well, you know, I've got a KSAC as well. I went to OTI,
outreach, yeah.
Outreach, and Mark Oriento. Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
But and part of the thing that I profess here, Roads to Recovery, is that you and I are both big believers in our recovery, 12-step recovery. And, you know, I can be an expert in my recovery. I can't be in somebody else's. However, you know, I'm not bashing anybody over the head with 12-step. However, I do want people to know that no matter what you do to get you through the night to recover, we're all for it. We're all for it. So you got clean and sober. You got your master's. You got a KSAC. You wrote a book. You're working in the field of treatment. And you also got a weekly podcast going.
Yeah, so it's really interesting.
A podcast. Look, yeah. You're like you're out there in all different ways, shapes, and forms.
And I can't wait to get you on my show.
I'll be there.
So what happened
Tell
was
us about it.
My publisher, Jess Brannis, is also a producer. She has her own Brannis Enterprises Network, and she does podcasting. So once the book came out, I said to her, I said, Jess, you know what? We're going to get this book out, but I need to do more. I need to get the message out on a regular basis. And Jess goes, well, why don't we think about doing a podcast? So 2 weeks ago, we finished recording. Well, it was long ago. We finished recording the audiobook, which will be out in a couple of weeks. Wow. And then she said, let's sit down and design the podcast. So we put it together. And Jess is an amazing producer. And like I said, she's been doing podcasts for about 7 years. So you're going to think this is strange. The name of my podcast is Recovery Road. So there's a lot of kismet going, right? Recovery Road. And
I showed you the word kismet before, yeah.
So Recovery Road, and I just started taping sessions last week. It'll come on starting Monday. It'll be on all podcast platforms.
All podcast platforms, Recovery Road.
Recovery
you hear
Road.
That, folks? Write that down on podcast platforms, Recovery Road. Also for his book, Lost Innocence, My Journey from Addiction to Recovery, on Amazon.com, Merritt Hartblay. So look at it, Hartman, Hartblay,
hey,
Roads to Recovery, Recovery Road. Oh, man. You have the other half of the amulet? We got separated at birth, Merritt.
It could have been.
It was a painful birth. You're 66, I'm 62.
Yeah.
But so you got a podcast going, and so you're getting the message out there. Because not everyone, and like I go back again to our 12-step love of our 12-step fellowships, that not everyone's gonna all of a sudden find their way into a 12-step meeting.
No,
you know, and not everybody, and some people be willing to hear some kind of, you know, testimony or hope, and it's a little easier to go to a podcast or tune in on a radio and not commit other than just turning the switch on, and you can listen, and you out there, you can make and formulate your own decisions and beliefs. But it's good that the more the message is out there, the more chance that someone out there, like right now, if you're listening, you're hurting, there's a better way.
Yeah.
All right? And if you're a family member and you're hurting, there's a better way. And and you do work at KPC. All right? And we're going to get to that in a second. I mentioned about having a pen and paper. All right? And I want to give folks a couple of numbers right now. if you want some answers, if you need some help, you're going to take these numbers down. One's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week number, and that's from LICAD, Long Island Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependency. Okay? You can call in there, and they can do an assessment on you. They can help guide you, whether you're the afflicted or you're a family member, because family members need to recover, too, and there's groups for that. So the LICAD number is 631-979-1700. Tell them that Merritt and Bobby sent you. There's also thomashopes.org. And their number is 631-333-0871. And if you're getting out of treatment or, you know, detox or you need a, and you want a good sober environment, give me a call at Mainstream House, 631-384-9754. You're listening to LINewsRadio.com, Roads to Recovery. I'm Bobby Hartman, in studio with treatment professional, author, and recovery person himself, Merritt Hartley. Hey, I know you love classic rock and roll.
I do.
I see what you post on Facebook.
Yeah,
I do. Definitely, we're related somehow. So, you're working at KPC, Kenneth Peters Center, for the lovely and the what a person, Claudia Peters Ragney, and we're all blessed to meet people. When we get clean, we get sober, we meet these wonderful people, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Claudia, there's no words to describe her. You know, I was sitting in my home group one day, and I was at Outreach, and I said, I need to find a job. And this lady turns to me, and she goes, you know, I work at this place called KPC, and I'm going to talk to my boss, Claudia Ragney, and see if I can make an appointment for you. And I went to see Claudia that Saturday, and I was hired that afternoon.
Oh, that's great. Now, what do you do there? You know, what's some of the things you do? You said you work with families.
Yeah, well, what I do is basically I run an intensive outpatient group 3 days a week in the mornings. I do assessments for new patients. And then I assist Carrie Kelly, who's our amazing family counselor.
I know Carrie.
Carrie's great. So I assist her sometimes when she takes vacation or day off. I'll run the family group. And I ran family groups at Seafield when I was there. That is the essence, Bobby, you know. The families are so in the dark. And they need to understand about the disease of addiction. Like, if your wife had diabetes, would you throw her out of the house if she stopped eating sugar? I mean, if your wife had lupus, would you throw her out of the house?
You hear this many times, you know, the term, oh, I love them to death. And family members, when you don't know, you don't know. And if you're just guessing at it, oh, I love them to death, and you're doing the wrong things, as we know, a lot of times the wrong things. Well, get informed. Get the information and guidance so you can love them to life, not right. Love them to death, love them to life. And sometimes it goes against what the values that they have.
Oh.
It's hard to, you know, to lead them through, and they have to take a leap of faith too, the family members.
And I've worked with some family members where the mother was focused on 10 years on trying to help her daughter stop using heroin. Now we get the daughter into the program, and then the mother finds out that she's got a drinking problem because she's been self-medicating to take care of the daughter.
I've heard of that story before.
So now we had the mother and the daughter in the group, you know, in the same facility at different times. But it's the family dynamic, and it's the culture. People, they tend to brush it under the rug, right? Our family's fine. We don't have a problem.
Right.
You know, mother said to me, this is going to sound crazy. Mother said to me, why can't my son just stop? I said, it's not about that, Mom. Let me ask you a question. The last time you had... You know, it's not about self-will. You know, the last time he had diarrhea, had it self-will work.
Yeah, I was just going to use that illustration. And people are like, what? I can't tell you how many people I've run into who says, well, you just need willpower. Willpower? I said, well, I'll tell you why about your willpower. Next time you had diarrhea, try willpower on there. And you see it. And they look at me like you had three heads.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's really a you know, it's a great illustration of it.
It's true. It's true.
So, you know, you work in that front line with family members, and you get to see the eyes open up and light up and the door unlock in their mind, like, oh, I didn't think of doing that, or, oh, I was doing the wrong thing, or, oh, I'm part of this equation, you know?
Right. You know what it is? It's the big difference between enabling and helping.
And folks, this is not to say that, you know, if you're a family member and you're struggling, that you're bad or you're wrong. It's just what you know, and that's why we offer to you all these resources to find out what to do and what not to do. I mean, there's Al-Anon, there's Naranon, there's
Families Anonymous,
there's family groups.
Yeah, I mean, and actually, LICAT is great. You know, Steve Chasman's a great guy, a good friend. I mean,
we had Steve in here. You know?
Yeah, I watched the show.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about families is that they just don't understand. It's like addicts aren't bad people. They just have a disease. So the family members have to understand that my son isn't a bad person. He's an addict. Or my daughter's
well, I
an addict.
Think I think for a lot of people, and it's getting better and better in society today, that addicts aren't bad people. It used to be a time where addicts were bad people. Oh, they chose to be addicts. No, maybe the first time. But once you, it doesn't matter how they got there. Once they have the disease, they're a sick person, like you said. It's just like they're just as sick as somebody, and this disease is just as fatal as somebody with cancer or diabetes. We can go on down and down. We got 30 seconds.
And there's a thing about like methadone. So they created methadone to take care of the bad people, realized they were addicts. They needed more help than just methadone. Now you're on methadone for 20 years and you're screwed.
Yeah, well, it's like whack-a-mole.
Like a whack-a-mole.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So in segment two, we got a couple more points that we want to talk about. I'm Bobby Hartman in studio with Roads to Recovery with guest Merritt Hartley. And we'll be back. We'll talk about, what are we going to talk about when we come back? Oh, yeah, helping clients stay sober during COVID and how substance abuse and mental patients must be treated side by side. Let's take it out to the break with Jessica by Allman Brothers. Hi, this is Bobby Hartman, founder of Mainstream House Recovery Homes. After years of battling my own struggles with addiction, I've made a decision to devote my life to helping all addicts on the road to recovery. I have created a safe environment for men and women where the focus is on healing, recovering, and relearning how to take care of oneself with one goal in mind, getting back to the mainstream of life. Visit mainstreamhouse.org. That's mainstreamhouse.org. Or call 631-384-9754. That's 631-384-9754. If you or someone you care about is suffering from the disease of addiction, please contact Mainstream House immediately. Located in Suffolk County, close to the bay and beautiful beaches, a serene and safe community is waiting for you to begin your journey to recovery. MainstreamHouse.org. That's MainstreamHouse.org. Or call 631-384-9754. That's 631-384-9754. Contact us today and take that next step towards the mainstream of life. Oh, yeah. John Henry Bonham. With those drum rolls. John Henry Bonham, of course, died from substance abuse. He's the drummer of Led Zeppelin. Died in his bed, choked on his own vomit. And I was talking to Dr. John, the night tripper. You know John?
Yeah.
Must have been the right place at the wrong time.
He recently passed away.
He just recently passed away. He was a member of my home group. I'd pick him up and take him some meetings, and I'd call him once in a while, and he had his own lingo. But Dr. John, I'd ask him about this rock and roll legend and that rock and roll legend, because Dr. John had been around a long time, and he's well-respected around the world, you know, bluesman of the year and this and that. So he was telling me about this one and that one. Finally, he just stopped me. He says, Bobby... He goes, Bobby. He used a different word I can't say here on the radio because that was my nickname. He said, the only reason all these people that are still around are alive today is they found something. He says, I don't know if it was AA, NA, church, a cult, or this or that, you know, but they found something to latch onto, and that's the only reason they're alive today. Hmm. There's a lot to be said by that.
Oh, yeah. Look at Eric Clapton.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's been clean a while. You're listening to Roads to Recovery here on LI News Radio 103.9 or linewsradio.com. I'm in studio with author and treatment professional Merritt Hartley, who's got a book out on Amazon.com called Lost Innocence, A Journey from Addiction to Recovery, and also a podcast, an old podcast venues called... Recovery Road. And we spoke about in the first segment, we talked about his book and his podcast and some of the work he's done at KPC, working with families and working with others. And this is crazy times, you know, and coming up on pretty soon a year the cloud of COVID-19. Which, you know, it's changed everybody's world. But I don't think more so deadly than the person in recovery, the addict and alcoholic people in recovery. We know how many meetings have closed down. We know already that this is a deadly disease, and we know the numbers every year. And when COVID came in, I think at first the numbers spiked up to a rise of like 30% or 40% more deaths due to overdoses, and then the ravages of alcoholism, and then even suicides. Okay, so our population of people who suffer from substance abuse, or people who used to suffer from in recovery, they lost the one thing, or one of the things needed for their own self-care, the 12-step recovery meetings, and other types of sure. Self-help support. So, you know, you wanted to talk about how you're helping clients stay clean during COVID. And I'm sure you must do some in-person, but also Zoom.
Yeah, you know, thank God for Zoom, to tell you the truth. I mean, Claudia made a decision. We went as long as we could in, you know, seeing people live, and then we decided to go full Zoom.
Claudia being the boss at KPC, Kenneth right. Peter Centers.
Claudia, amazing lady, no one like her. And so we went to the Zoom platform, so I'm doing my meetings, you know, 3 hours, 3 days a week. But, you know, the issue was that, and I've said it, that, you know, there's a big difference between abstinence and sobriety, Bobby, right?
Well, sure.
So you can be dry, but sobriety is a way of life. And people tell me that I believe that, you know, if you can find gratitude in the middle of a storm, like a pandemic, that's sobriety. So it's been hard for us to keep our clients sober, you know, and people, one mother asked me, why did they keep liquor stores open during this pandemic? And it's because you can die from alcohol withdrawal.
That's right.
So they made it a necessity because all the detoxes were shut down to become COVID room, so let them drink until they can get help, right? But I think, how do I help my patients and clients stay clean and sober? You know what I tell them to do? I tell them to not watch the news.
Wow. I tell you what, I stop watching the news and I feel better.
My sister fights with me all the time because I haven't read a newspaper, watched the news in about 5 years. You know, I get my information from Claudia when it comes to health concerns. Other than that, you know what? Because if you're in recovery and you put on the news at 6 o'clock in the morning, you see a bad story. If you don't have the tools to work with that, that's going to linger with you for the whole day, right?
And one of the tools, you said, thank God for Zoom, one of the tools is talking to people who are willing to listen to you or tread the ground that you're about to tread, that have the experience and knowledge and being connected. You know, I go to a few meetings a week and it's great to see the people. You know, it's a little different.
Right.
But, you know, you were talking about don't read the news or read the paper. I mean, watch the news or read the papers. You know, I had to bring this up. Years ago, there was a study done, okay? And they said that people that read the comics first before they read the rest of the newspaper lived longer and had more happier lives.
You know, they laugh at me at work because when I get up in the morning, I read my 24-hour day book and daily reflections.
Right.
And then I watch My Three Sons and Leave It to Beaver and I go to work. And I, you know,
how is Chip doing these days?
So, because it's all about the state of mind you're in, right, Bobby?
Absolutely. If you got those pens and papers ready, I'm going to read these numbers for you. The 24/7 helpline for LICAD is 631-979-1700. They'll help you get to other Oasis approved facilities if you need treatment. They do family groups. You do assessments there, you know, whether you're the person who's afflicted or you're a family member who's struggling and looking for some guidance. Also, thomashopes.org, 631-333-0871. Now, in my commercial here, it says, you can call me if you're, you know, in addiction. You should call me when you got treatment. And I have to change the commercial a little bit. But I had one mother call me the other morning. My girlfriend and I were just about to go in to get breakfast at the Norfolk Biscuit Company, great place. And the mother called me and asked if she can help her son. And, you know, and he's home and his teeth are missing and on and on. And then it's like, well, I can't help you right myself, except give you the number. And I gave her Linda Ventura's number, Linda Ventura, who heads up thomashopes.org. And the mother called me, I think the next day or day later, and thanked me so much to connect with Linda. You know, there's many of us out there, and you're one of them, Merritt, and and Claudia is another one, and Linda Ventura. There's many different ways and people and resources to help you if you're suffering out there right now. To help you, whether you're suffering as the addict in the grips of addiction, or if you're the family member. So you're helping clients stay sober during COVID because we find other ways and means. We adapt because it's about life and death.
Yeah, and I've basically told the good news about COVID is it's forced families to spend more time together. So I've told people in recovery that what you need to do is maybe think about some hobbies that you haven't done since you were a kid. Spend more family time. Reach out to people. Just because, you know, meetings are coming back live now, but you can still pick up the phone and call somebody. Reach out to somebody. Talk. As well as the family members. You know, it's like, it's just connections.
Well, you know, you stay away from the news. You see your family members. You find a hobby. You know what? You start getting to know yourself.
Oh.
Wow, what a self-discovery.
What a concept.
Oh, wow, I'm present to you. Wow.
Wow. You know, that's the thing about most addicts, and I'm sure you'll agree that when I was, you know, drinking and drugging for almost 30 years,
we hated ourselves.
I lost who I was. Yeah. I couldn't even, you know what? There was a time when I couldn't even look in the mirror. You know,
I bet you walk by it and once in a while you look at it, you smile and you say, I love you, man. Yeah. You know, to that guy.
You know, and I couldn't even shave. I had to shave in the shower because I couldn't look in the mirror.
Wow.
But, you know, there was a lady who I learned a lot from, Louise Hay. I don't know if you know Louise Hay, but she passed away a couple of years ago. She wrote a book called You Can Heal Your Life, and it talks about if you change the way you think, you can change your life. You should be able to look in the mirror every day and say, I love myself just the way I am. But a lot of people can't do that.
Acceptance is a hard, nut to crack.
But, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I tell people in recovery, there's nothing to be ashamed of. If you're nothing to be embarrassed of, the guilt and the shame, we have to really work through that because there's such a stigma associated with that. They're not a person who has a disease.
It comes to that thing again where we think we're less than, we're not deserving. And I'm going to let people know that I'm struggling here, that I'm sick. And people have a hard time doing that. And we're trying to convey to you, if you're listening right now and you're struggling, whether you're a family member affected, that we understand we were there. We want to help you. You know, no one knows better than like Merritt and Bobby and other people like us who've been there and found, you know, a shred of hope and then turned it into our ongoing recovery. It can happen, folks. It can happen.
You know, the hardest thing, Bobby, is for people to ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, you grow up in a household where some men I work with, if you ask for help, you got a beating. Be a man. Yeah. Figure it out. Don't ask for help.
I was raised on bad information.
Yeah.
I got clean, and now I live my life on good information.
Well, because we grew up with unhealthy coping skills, right? Most adults that I work with now, they don't even know what a healthy coping skill is.
Well, you know, it's funny. We're going to segue to the last point we wanted to cover, and it's how substance abuse and mental patients must be treated side by side, because there's other issues. And that's why when we give out the Thomas Hope's number and the LICAD number, you can get a proper assessment, because there might be, you know, mental issues that really, the substance abuse comes after that. You know, we find people medicating themselves for another issue, and it's not that they're an addict. They're an addict after, you know, because they were struggling with something else.
Correct. You know, back in the 70s, I think, and even to the 80s, the biggest problem with treatment facilities were they didn't treat mental health and substance abuse together. You have to treat them at the same time. You can't say, well, I'm an alcoholic and I'm coming in for treatment for alcoholism and I'll put my depression up on the shelf. Mm. It doesn't work, because then you go out and you relapse because of the depression. So mental health, I find that probably 90% of patients struggling with substance abuse issues also have a mental health problem. But what came first, the chicken or the egg? Was it the depression that caused the alcoholism, or was it the alcoholism that caused the depression? So we uniquely treat both at the same time, because you don't know what happened first. And there's a stigma. It's getting better now, Bobby, but there was a real stigma for a long time about mental health. Like if you're seeing a psychiatrist, oh my God, you're screwed up.
Right.
But it's not. That's not the case. I believe, as I have an amazing therapist I've had for 12 years, everybody should have a therapist.
Well, I see a guy. I try, you know, I've been on and off over several years, you know, once a week. He's actually been a guest on the program. I'm sure he's listening now. Then I go just to get an outside, and he's got a lot of years sober. And he turned me on to adult children of alcoholics, you know. And it's okay to ask for help. But you're right, the stigma out there, it used to be so bad. But that's why we got this radio show, folks, yeah. Roads to Recovery. That's why you have that book, you know, Lost Innocence. That's why you have your podcast, is because we're, between the two of us, those are the things that we're doing. But other people are doing as well to get the message out there that it's okay, you know, to say that you need help or you want help, you know. And it's you know, yeah, it's okay to ask for help. It's not a bad thing.
You know, I always say
it's a good thing. It's an empowering thing.
You know, Bobby, freedom. If I had my choice, I would change it from Alcoholics Anonymous to People's Anonymous, because if everybody had a program to go to where they could talk about their life 1 hour a day or 1 hour a week, how much better would the world be?
You're listening to Roads to Recovery here on LINewsRadio.com, 103.9 FM. I'm your host, Bobby Hartman, owner of MainstreamHouse.org, Sober Homes. We're sponsored in part by Diatina Remodeling. I almost said construction. Diatina Home Remodeling, sober men doing sober work that you can trust. Can you believe that? Sober men doing sober work that you can trust.
Amazing.
Call Diatina Home Remodeling, 631-636-8830. We have a lot of issues going on right now, you know, with the COVID, mm-hmm. and people having a hard time getting a treatment. I mean, getting into a treatment facility, I think you have to pass a COVID test, you know. Or some places, I think, have
you'd have to just get the COVID test to show that you were negative. But now, if most treatment facilities don't even see people in person, so we see people on Zoom, so it's okay.
Well, I'm talking about inpatient.
Oh, treatment. Inpatient, yeah.
Yeah. Whose phone?
Is that a higher power?
No, it's not that phone. Someone called me on my phone.
But you're right. To get into inpatient, that's a big issue, is being tested and being COVID-free.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your podcast, now, is that a set time, or you just tap into it at any time?
No, what it's going to be is it'll be released every Monday morning, probably pretty. I think my producer's going to have it released early Monday morning. So during the day on Monday, it'll be out across all platforms, Spotify, iHeart. This coming Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's called Road to Recovery?
It's called Recovery Road. It's called Recovery Road. I know, not Road. To jump on you, but I think it's really great. Yeah, called Recovery Road, and I'm looking forward to scheduling you in.
I'd definitely love to be on there.
Yeah.
And you have a book out called Lost Innocence, A Journey from Addiction to Recovery. You can get that at Amazon.com. And you work for Kenneth Peters Center.
Yeah.
They have a facility in Hop Hog.
One in Hop Hog and one in Syosset.
Okay. And you work out of the Hop Hog?
I work out of the Syosset office.
Oh, the Syosset. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have one-on-ones coming in there, or it's all Zoom?
Right now, you know, Claudia, she's amazing. She took all the precautions possible. So right now we're doing everything on Zoom.
Okay. But people can call in there and get an assessment as well.
I'm going to tell you what, Claudia, the one thing about Claudia, which is amazing, that nobody is going to get turned away that needs help.
Right.
You know, it's people, there's a misconception out there sometimes, like it's all about the money. That's
well,
not.
Well, ThomasHopes.org does the same thing. Linda Vittori said, if the kid needs detox or treatment and you don't have money, we'll get you a way to get help.
Right.
Right, or if you're a family member, you want to get involved with a family group.
I mean, it's a family out there between Marworth and the Villa, and we know so many places we can send clients.
The Villa.
The Villa. You went to the Villa.
I went to the Villa three times. It finally took them three times to get it right. Ken Lavery and Sue Kuslak, I love you guys.
But
it took three times for me to surrender. That's what it took.
But treatment's available, and if somebody really needs help, they can call us, and we'll help them either get inpatient or come into an outpatient, you know, into one of our facilities.
So you have a full life in recovery today.
You know what? It's the best. My friends who are like my age are like retiring and they're hanging out with their grandkids, which is fine.
Right.
Me, it's like, what am I going to do next?
No, you love rock and roll.
I do.
Do you play any instrument?
I just started taking guitar lessons, you know. So, and you see what I do. You know, I worked at an FM radio station in Binghamton for a lot of time, for years when I was in
really?
School. So I've got about
classic rock?
Classic rock.
Oh, man.
You know, WAAL in Binghamton. So I've got about 300 albums, and I'm just starting to play them again. I lost my stereo through an old divorce, so I had to get a new stereo.
I'll tell you, I before I got rid of my albums, I sold them on the cheap to get money to smoke crack. But I'd open some of them up, and there was all the pot seeds because they're double albums. I'd use them to clean pot seeds back, you know, back in the day. And don't have to live that way anymore. No. My life is so full, you know.
I know.
I don't know how I crammed this thing in, but, you know, I get to do some things. Today I ran a 2.5 miles through the park.
It's great.
And some Bobby time, you know. I got a band, you know, and I love singing music, you know. But and I got this business, which is like 24/7.
Yeah.
Mainstreamhouse.org, if you're looking for a good sober living.
Excellent places. Yeah, for sure.
So before we say goodbye to you, I'm going to just read off these numbers again. Folks, if you're hurting and you need help, whether you're, you know, in the grips of addiction or you're a family member in the pain from the loved one that's in the grips of addiction, you know, reach out. Go to your parish. Go to your parish priest or synagogue. But here's some numbers. You can talk to some professionals to help guide you. LICAD, 24-hour helpline, 631-979-1700 for guidance, assessments, and resources. You can Google Al-Anon or Naranon to go to, you know, these 12-step family meetings. Also, there's Thomas Hopes with a S. It's a plural, thomashopes.org. 631-333-0871. And, you know, there's many treatment facilities on Long Island, Seafield, CK Post, St. Charles, South Oaks, you know. I run and own, you know, a sober home, mainstreamhouse.org. But there's an army of us out there, folks. You know, whether professionals or people who are gathering recovery and 12-step, you know, meetings. You know, you can change. You can change your life and show up for a new one. And the family members, trust me, if your loved one's still alive, you're still breathing, there's hope. There's a chance, but you have to find these resources. Maris, one last word.
If you want something you've never had, do something you've never done.
Wow. Say that one more time.
If you want something you've never had, do something you've never done.
Deep. And it's the truth. We're going to go out with the Allman Brothers here. Nobody left the room with any more. Thank you, Merritt.
Thank you, Bobby.
Next week, Louis Diatina in studio, folks. Love you, Long Island.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.